Chairperson, Dr. José Graciano da Silva, the Director General of FAO, Honorable Ministers, Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates and participants. It is my great honor to address the FAO conference on behalf of the Government of Japan. First of all, I would like to take this opportunity to express our appreciation to Your Excellency Director General of FAO for your visit to Japan this May, which brought about great success for both FAO and Japan. In particular, we greatly appreciate your visit to one of FAO's globally important agricultural heritage systems, OGS, in Japan, and your understanding that Japan is making all efforts to secure the safety of all foods from Fukushima, both of which have encouraged local communities. It is a happy coincidence that during your visit, the Diet approved the conclusion of the Port State Measures Agreement, of which you were the depositary, and Japan became a party to the agreement in June. Fighting against climate change is a global challenge, as recognized by the Paris Agreement, and is closely related to the sustainable development goals, such as hunger and poverty eradication, biodiversity conservation, and promoting sustainable agriculture, forestry and fisheries. And it's an integral part in ensuring world food security into the future. Today, I would like to firstly talk about what we do in response to climate change, and then about our contributions to world food security through support to people who are vulnerable to climate change. Now, I start with the first point, Japan's effort to tackle climate change. Domestically, we promote mitigation and adaptation measures integrally in the fight against climate change. Mitigation measures include promoting energy-saving greenhouse horticulture and agricultural machinery, sustainable forest management, and farmland conservation. Adaptation measures include advancing research and development to mitigate a decline in the production volume and quality of agriculture products. For example, by developing new rice varieties more resistant to climate change and disseminating these findings. We also promote readiness for landslide disasters triggered by torrential rainfall. Internationally, Japan supports developing countries in areas such as the development of rice and feed cultivars, resistance to aridity and salinity, and forest conservation. To strengthen international cooperation in research and development, Japan hosted an event at the COP22 in the Morocco last November on international agricultural research cooperation for climate change as a follow-up to the G7 Niigata Agriculture Ministers meeting. Furthermore, through financial contribution to FAO, Japan is promoting climate change vulnerability mapping technology for developing optimum adaptation plans. In addition, we were launching two new projects this year. One is to support the development of land use plan for promoting afforestation and reforestation, increase carbon sequestration, and the other is to disseminate technologies to precise measures the balance of greenhouse gases into and out of farmland soils in the Asia monsoon regions. Next, I will talk about Japan's contributions to world food security through support to those who are vulnerable to climate change. as confirmed at the G7 Taormina Summit. Support to the most vulnerable people is urgently required. Japan is collaborating with FAO and other international organizations to promote the initiative for food and nutrition security in Africa, or IFNA, which aims for long-term nutritional improvement of vulnerable people, thereby enhancing the resilience of their livelihoods. Furthermore, Japan promotes public-private partnerships for establishing food value chain and improving nutrition in developing countries. Japan also encourages the implementation of principle for responsible investment in agriculture and food systems, or CFSRI, which promotes agricultural investment with due consideration to local residents. Finally, Japan puts emphasis on the humanitarian development nexus when supporting vulnerable people. FAO's agricultural support in collaboration with WFP's food aid is exactly in line with this concept. Such support helps rural communities retrieve their means of living and become more resilient to conflict as well as the adverse effects of climate change. Chairperson, Excellencies, and ladies and gentlemen, Japan will continue its efforts to fight against climate change and strengthen food security, not just in your own country, but in the rest of the world, in collaboration with other countries and relevant organizations, particularly FAO. Thank you for your kind attention.